Okay, we're up to page 177. The top of page 177, the laws of Ice Hay. Page 177, Ice Hay. Kriyas HaMegillah. Even though a person can mikra hadid lein the Megillah himself, you can stay home and lein yourself. However, it's ideal to lein the Megillah as part of a tzibur. Okay, b'rov am hadras melech v'ika persumi nisa v'chol masha atzibur yoytzer gadol yesh yoytzer persumi nisa. Therefore, the bigger the tzibur, the better. Okay, the bigger the tzibur, the better. There's more pesuminisa. Of course, that's provided that you can hear what the Baal Kriya says. Something they have a shul where it's so big. It's so big. There's so many people. There's so many children. Everyone is banging. It's not necessarily ideal that everyone should daven in 1 minute. You can't hear. If you go and you break up the minyan and break up minyan to another minyan, so then there's more of a chance.
It's a trade-off.
What?
It's a trade-off.
Okay, but the most important thing is everyone should hear every single word of the Megillah. A lot depends upon who is the Baal Kriya. You need a Baal Kriya who is loud. You need a Baal Kriya who is very, very loud and very clear and has respect for the tzibur, and when they clap haman, he knows how to start, how to stop. Okay, it's an art. It's an art, and some people do it very, very well. And unfortunately, there are some very good people that don't do it very well. So everything all depends. All the milus is to have a very large minion, and there's more pesuminisa, v'chulu. Everything is very logical. Now the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah is so choshev, you mevatel avoida. The Kohanim, Levim, and the Yisraelim, they don't do the avoida. They stop bringing korbanos. They stop burning the emurim. They stop being mispalo. The shiurim are canceled. Everything is canceled. The most important thing to be done is to read the Megillah. That's how chashuv it is. Okay, so the Talmidim in the yeshiva, they're batul l'shmoya mikra Megillah. Beis Havad, who? What is the Beis Havad? That's a code word for the Beis Medrash. Who? Mikoyim Talmud Torah d'Rabim. You'll say that's not Bittul Torah. And this is a very nice Yisoid he says here. You'll say that's not called Bittul Torah because reading the Megillah is also Talmud Torah. It's true. Laying the Megillah is not Bittul Torah. But what about all the time it takes to go to shul and to put on your costume? And to load your cap gun. What about all that time that it takes to all of those things? And to come and go, that is Bittul Torah. Okay, now why didn't he give? There's a much more basic answer to this question, which is the more common answer. And what's that answer? Is that when you have an opportunity to learn Bi'iyun, and you choose to learn Bikiyus, I mean, that's a relative term. It means when you have an opportunity to learn at a higher level, on a more sophisticated level, or a more intense type of learning, and you choose to learn on a lighter, more relaxed type of learning, that's also called Bittul Torah. You're learning Daf Yomi, right? You're learning Daf Yomi b'Hasmod Derabbah, and now you're going to go to Mikra Megillah. So Mikra Megillah, you hear the psukim, you hear it's very straightforward. When you learn a Daf Yomi, it's hard. It's hard to go and to figure out what the Gemara means. That is a higher level of learning. So Mikra Megillah, relative to learning a Daf Gemara, is Bittul Torah. The Aruch HaShulchan did not give that answer. It's very interesting. That's the answer I just told you was a much more common answer. Instead, he seems to say, no, listening to the Megillah is the same exact thing as learning a Daf Gemara. The only thing is, until you come, until you go, your schedule has been disrupted. That is the Bittul Torah. So that's very interesting. Now let's try with 10. Now, normally I don't do well with the premise, so let's just try what it says. Ayin Magen Avram, Sifkan Gimel, Shehebi Mekenes Agdil, the Gemara Mashmah, the Talmud Torah, the Rabbim, Ein Levadim, the Gemara Mashmah, that's not true. Talmud Torah, the Rabbim is more choshuv than Mikra Megillah. The Gemara there has a discussion, and the Gemara says the answer to this to you, and the Gemara there says the Rabbi differentiates between Talmud Torah and Talmud Yachid. The Tirutz Magen Avraham, the Chin Abach, the Zel, the Kol Yisrael, Kamob Yeshua, Ayin Sham, even when you're dealing with Talmud Torah Derabim, there are different types of Talmud Torah Derabim. There's a Talmud Torah of the Gans Klal Yisrael, versus Talmud Torah Derabim of 10 people. 10 people, a group. I don't know what I'm saying over here. Shabishil Zem of Alan Talmator, Vyesh Lain Bahak, the Bates Havad, Ula Yesh Oz Lo Hoyu Asor, Vagama Lachamishna, Kosav, the Gam Talmator, the Ram of Alam Ayn Sham. All right, he's Mofalpel and all different in Yonim related to the topic of discussion, but at least we take out of this is that it's not so simple. This that it says here in the Urcha Shulchan, that Mavatl Talmator, the Rabim, you have to take a step back and study the sources and differentiate between different types of Talmud Torah Derabim when it is indeed appropriate to Mavatal Mikra Talmud Torah Derabim in order to do Mikayim Mikra Megillah. Oizvah. V'kevan she'mavadlam Talmud Torah d'mashil Megillah kol shekhen d'shashari mitzvahs mavadlam b'b'necha. So mavadlam Mikra Megillah, so we're still mavadlam Mikra Megillah when it comes to the other mitzvahs. She'ein l'cha dover she'nidcha Mikra Megillah m'ponecha. If we mavatal Talmud Torah, we are certainly mavatal from other mitzvahs. It's not a time to be oisek in Gemilas Chasadim, when it's time to do Mikra Megillah. It's not a time to do other examples. Any other mitzvah you have to do, do it another time. The most important thing to do when the Purim arrives is to read the Megillah. The only exception is a meis mitzvah. Chutz mi meis mitzvah she'ein lo k'rovim she'apageh boi k'rovo t'chilu v'yakach k'rovo. Meis mitzvah, first do meis mitzvah and then come back and do the Megillah. B'da, sh'rabeinu haramo kosav k'she'ein lo k'rovim. If there are no relatives, then yimavatal mikra megillah in order to bury the dead. So he's asking a question: why the Ramah says, the Ramah tells you what is called a meis mitzvah. And he says, she'ein loy koivrim k'dei tzorchoi. That's called. But there are koivrim. There are, it will get done. It's just not k'dei tzorchoi. Why is that true? Why? If you have a person who has someone that will bury him, but it would be better if it's someone else helped out, seemingly that does not qualify as a meis mitzvah. And you should first read the Megillah and then go help the person, the other person, bury the dead. No, Megillah comes first. Megillah comes first.
You may need it now.
Because that's Bikuach Nefesh.
You can do it a little later.
No, if it's Bikuach Nefesh, Ein Ochinami. If you can do it later on, in the situation where the mitzvah can be done, if it's Bikuach Nefesh, Ein Dar Oim Bibnei Bikuach Nefesh. But stam, Gemilas Chasadim, it's Mashmah. No, there's a time for everything. Mikra Megillah comes first. Talmud Torah is the most chashuv, and if we're mevatel, even Talmud Torah, kol shekein we're mevatel from other mitzvahs. That's what it says. I don't know more than what it says. Obviously, again, if you're dealing with a pekuach nefesh, first doesn't know what to eat, he's going to die. Of course, then you have to go
what
do that.
What happens if you're holding in the afternoon, you never read the Megillah yet, and now all of a sudden you have a Meis Mitzvah.
Of course, Meis Mitzvah.
Forget the Megillah.
Forget the Megillah. Absolutely. Forget the Megillah. No Megillah. No Megillah that year. Abavadai hu tema rabba aval nirli the gamar bainar amba soy became elo the kavanasa kain who gave on shishilasik bikvura soy kodim shigizman Megillah chain alpisha yagizman aim of seeking the naked vodishal mace the goimim hakvura of yakakoina Megillah of ze vade achiv al koivrim kedate sorhoi. That's what the person, what the mace needs, who keeps a bit vodov period. Avul Kain, Sakhlim Kavanasa, Adavar Pasha, who should be Koch Nefesh, Doicha Megillah. Okay, so I'm just running through very quickly, but basically, when it comes to if a person already is Isaac, if there's a funeral on Erev Purim or on Purim, and you're already involved in the funeral, you don't leave. You don't leave, you have to continue till you finish, even if it's going to come at the expense of not being able to lay in the Megillah the next day. What about Pikuach Nefesh? Pashat, he says. Pikuach Nefesh. Afilo Ishoy Shus Lugos Shein Rodavim Bikuach Nefesh. Okay, one more time. V'davar, top of the page. V'davar pashur hu shebikuach nefesh doicha megillah v'afilu lo yishar shuchus l'kreisa she'ein chadavar oimei mibnei v'kuach nefesh shapoizkim lo yutzuchu l'esel l'lask. It's simple. It's self-understood. It's not necessary to mention. Mibnei she'zo golui v'yodua. It's revealed to all. U'lechein hishta ha'mshamei shachoyle. Let's say you're taking care of a sick person. She'yesh l'boi sakona. The ain achar al mekoymoy l'shamsho. There's no one else to take care of that person. She osur loy lozuz mimenu b'shvil kriyas hamegillah. If you're taking care of a person who is sick, you're not allowed to go hear the Megillah. I remember reading a story that there was Chavetz Chaim when he was very old. A lot of stories about these type of about Chavetz Chaim and this tkufa when he was very very old, the very end of his life. He always had talmidim boys, young boys, being mishamishim, just sitting with him, taking care of him, whatever needed to be done. So the story is that one day the Chavetz Chaim, he looks up and there were two boys that were sitting with him. They were gone. They disappeared. So he asked, what happened to them? I need them to get me a cup of water, to do something for me, something very, like, very trivial. Just to be there. You know, Chavetz Chaim was an old man. When a person gets old, you see, people that are very old, they just need company, sakana, just to be alone. Whoever was there said they went to daven mincha. They went to daven mincha. They wanted to chaperai mincha with the minyan. They went to daven mincha. So the Chavetz Chaim says, he said in Yiddish, and I don't know Yiddish. And in Yiddish, it sounds the whole way. It sounds a lot more powerful. But he basically said the foolish children here. The foolish people over here. I'm an old man. I need them to be here with me. They have to go daven with the minyan. To go run away to God with a minion. Like, what's the priority? It's a much bigger mitzvah for these teenagers to sit with me and daven b'chidus and be by my side than they should run away, chop around for 15 minutes, for 10 minutes to run away and go daven with a minion.
How old was he then?
Chavetz Chaim, I don't know. I don't know how old, but it seems like it was.
So they asked, one has. Wife with young children,
yes.
And the husband has
every situation is different. You can't generalize.
No, but I'm saying in certain cases, I mean,
absolutely.
The run out to the, yeah,
if your wife needs you, if you have children all over the house, absolutely, absolutely. Every situation is different. You cannot generalize. You can have a healthy family and a wife and children, even one child. You need it at home. What is your priority? So you won't daven with a minion. Maybe you won't even hear Megillah, period. Maybe more important, the bigger mitzvah to be home with your wife and your child than to go run around. I learned this the hard way. I learned this the hard way myself. My father was in the hospital for different tkufas. So the very first time I was with my father on Shabbos in the hospital. I was there the whole night. I didn't go to Minyan. I went at night. Shachris, I davened. Where did I do Shach? I don't remember. But then I went out for mincha. I went out to mincha. I must have been gone for at least a half an hour, at least, maybe even more, 45 minutes. I came back, and my father, he was like very upset. He was like, I needed you. I needed you here during that, when you went to daven mincha. And it really hit me. It really, like, I did the wrong thing.
One's a deraisa, one's a derabbanan.
What? Yeah, no. I figured I was there the whole Shabbos. There's nothing going on. It's like boring. Nothing is going on. Just sitting there, you know. Everything is Shabbos in the hospitals. They shut down on Shabbos. Nothing goes on. They shut down already Friday, Thursday afternoon. They're already in shutdowns. They're stable. Everyone has to be stable. So doctors and everyone go away and enjoy the weekend. And Monday we'll stir things up. They go into this mode. And I learned a lesson that really hit me hard. And then, never again. All the other tkufas with my father, with my mother, I never, ever went to Minyan. I never left the hospital. And I even told my brother, I told other people also, like, you're here, this is what you're here for. You're not here to go to shul. You're not even here to go downstairs and go down. They have a Minyan downstairs. There's a family, there's a Minyan. You're not even here to go downstairs, to go down to the chapel, or to go down to a room on another floor. You're here in the hospital. You made a decision to come here to be with the Chayla for Shabbos. This is where you belong. And that's it. There's no minyanim. Daven, so you daven yechidus, so don't even daven, whatever the situation is. it made an impression upon me, and he says this explicitly. When it comes to Mikra Megillah, if you don't learn the Megillah, you don't learn the Megillah. Life goes on. What's your real purpose? What's your real role? And we, unfortunately, we live in a society, and this is over and over, is where our proportions, our priorities are totally distorted, and we're always trying to chap the wrong thing. Always looking for the wrong thing instead of focusing, having our eye on the ball, and doing what is the right thing. Okay, next.
I say if somebody misses the Megillah on Purim,
Is it possible to be made up? No, the lo yavar, the lo yavar, there's no tashlum, that's how it is, it's over. All of them we said over here, we said about their priorities, what goes first is only when you can't do both. You can do both. When it comes to, you can't really generalize, but basically, if you're only able to do one of the two, a mitzvah or mikra megillah has kedima over any other mitzvah. Of course, it's not pikuach nefesh. Okay, we're not dealing with a chayla. That we put about what we said above. But let's say, well, I don't know, what other kind of mitzvah?
The opposite.
I'm sorry. Ein shum mitzvah deraisa, because mikra megillah is not deraisa. It's only divrei kabbalah, divrei rabbanon. Ein shum mitzvah deraisa nitcha b'nei mikra megillah. V'ha d'meis mitzvah koydim chayim d'afka k'shev shle l'kara achakach. Burying a person, you can always do the next day. Okay, you can always bury a person another time. It's then burial is always efshar lekayim shtehen. The person is going to be cremated, and it's a race against the clock.
To save it, then
you'll have to be mevatel nikra megillah in order to save the person from being cremated. But the person is not going anywhere. Okay, the person is not going anywhere. And if Moshe holds bechlal b'zman hazed, there's no nivul hameis b'zman hazed bubudurub because of refrigeration. So meila, certainly you first do megillah, and then later on you go take care of this mitzvah. The holocaust after, you know, the cremation, how many people in the United States? 50% of people who die in the United States are cremated. In Europe, it's 70%. Even among Jews also, it's at least 50%. I'm not religious Jews. Cremation is extremely popular in America. I was just reading something interesting.
The big shaila I read on this picture I was reading, it's very interesting.
The big shaila in cremation is, do they do a tahara before they do cremation? Many people, you'd be surprised, they want a tahara, but they want to be cremated.
Right.
So this is one of the biggest toughest shailas among the paiskim, if the person gives a tzava, it should be a tahara, and then be cremated. Do you do the tahara?
So what do you do?
So it's divided. Machlekes paiskim. Some say you should.
It seems
that Rav Moshe Paskins know that if a person gives a tzava to be cremated, and it's going to happen, you don't do a tahara, there's no purpose. But there was a famous maisa where there's a whole city, I don't remember the whole story, there's a whole city, the chevra, where they always do it, no matter what, because they once actually called the Rav Moshe, the shaila, and he told them to do the tahara. The maisa lista, he writes, don't do it, but he told them to do it. And that particular maisa, there was a woman, she was not, at the end she was not cremated, at the end they changed her mind, and the family, they buried her. So
without a tahara?
What?
What? They buried her without a tahara?
No, they did a tahara. Oh. This woman gave a tzava that she wanted to be cremated, but she also wants a tahara. They called the Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says, do the tahara, and he told them also, and don't worry, she'll be buried. And Kachava, they had the tahara, and 5 minutes before the cremation, the family changed their mind, and she was buried. So they want to say from that, you always see, you never know. Moshe says that you know for sure that there's no doubt that the person can be cremated. You don't need to do a tahara. But if there's always a possibility, you never know, this family, this, that, this discussion, then you should do a tahara. I don't know. But all I know is that this is a very big topic of discussion among the Chevra Kadisha. Is a tahara done in a situation where they're planning on doing a cremation? How do we get into that? Because we've got over here discussing the Meis Mitzvah and not doing it.
Why are they doing so much in Europe? They're afraid of there's no space?
No, just they don't believe in it. They don't. It's a mishigas. They don't believe in it. There's no reason for it.
Chinese?
They're just a mishigas. They don't believe in anything. They don't understand. Listen. Do we really understand what the advantage of burial is? We don't understand. The chiper ad mosei amo. It's all kabbalah by us. Why should there be burial? What's the purpose? We don't understand. It's misara. It's a posse. The kavar yikbarenu.
You came from dirt. You go to
shama. No, the neshama doesn't suffer.
This is in Yoni Kabbalah. We don't know how these things work. These are Yoni Kabbalah. So someone who has not been brought up, with this hashkafa, you can't blame them. I know. By me, it's very scary. I know. I remember. I grew up my whole life. My next door neighbor. I remember her. I have so many memories of her. So I knew she was getting on in her years. The last couple times I saw her, she was very, very elderly, very, very, very frail. And then last year, I asked her children who live in their house, what happened to her? Where is she? So he says to me, she's on the shelf in Alex's room. I said, what? What is that? What? So she passed on. She was cremated. Good. She was in an urn, and we have it in the closet upstairs. We have it in the closet upstairs on the shelf. A lot of walk into their house.
No.
So to me, it's very frightening. Like, you know, wow. Okay, and she's Jewish.
She's Jewish.
Whole family is Jewish.
In the backyard.
Let us go further. Okay, that was a tangent. Next halacha, ois ches. According to the Shulchan Aruch, when you have one is pushed away for another, it's completely pushed away. I feel like according to the Shulchan Aruch, it's mashal. If you have a meis mitzvah, you have mikra megillah. Don't even start. I told you, you have a meis mitzvah and mikra megillah. So listen, the meis is not going anywhere. Okay, he's not going to run away. The meis. The meis is here. So first read the Megillah, takes 25 minutes, and then do Meis Mitzvah. That's what we just finished learning according to the Ramah. However, the Mefarshim on the Shulchan Aruch, they disagree with that interpretation of the Ramah, and they are of the opinion that if you have a Meis Mitzvah, do the Meis Mitzvah now. Get started, and it's going to take you the entire day. And by the time you finish with the Meis Mitzvah, it's going to be too late to ever lay in the Megillah. That's how it is. There's no mikra megillah for this person on that year. That's how the mefarshei shulchan aruch doesn't say who it is. I'm assuming it's the Magen Avraham. It's the Taz. The yeshmi shecholik gam b'mashamar the ancient mitzvah deraisa nitches amnei megillah. Some disagree, and they hold that ancient mitzvah deraisa nitches amnei megillah. V'hari talmud tor nitches l'gamri. It's not so to say every mitzvah is going to be pushed away. That the no mitzvah deraisa is pushed, because look at Talmud Torah is the deraisa, and we see that Talmud Torah is pushed away from mikra megillah. So he's basically showing over here is that there is no set rule. Every opinion, every halacha, every statement that you make, I can prove to you is there are exceptions. So no matter how you look at it, you're going to find exceptions.
How about shiva?
What?
Somebody said shiva.
That's a whole different halacha. A person in shiva, according to the Paiskin, generally they do go to shul on Purim. Okay, that's it. They sit shiv on Purim, but they go to shul. They go to shul here in the Megillah. The loy kasha klal the Talmud Torah leshach lemash don't the darakash the Talmud Torah leshach lemash nitches legam mitari Talmud Torah b'yom of laila. The Talmud Torah applies day and night. Uchshet tzarich lasas mitzvahs ein zman Talmud Torah, because anyway you have to do Talmud Torah is anyway pushed away for all mitzvahs. Talmud Torah you mevatel to do mitzvahs. Oz the imloy kain hari lo elam lo yuchal lasas mitzvah, because if you're not going to go say that you mevatel Talmud Torah, you'll never be able to do a mitzvah. Every single moment you have an obligation to learn Torah. The gam mehach the meis mitzvah nearly the ein kavanasu can meis mitzvah be bezayin. It does mean the meis mitzvah be bezayin. The bevadai can bechay gavna nespad lo hamagil legamri. Ella the meis she'enai mutl be bezayin. We're discussing a meis that's not mutl be bezayin. So there are different types of meis mitzvah. There's a meis mitzvah where the meis mitzvah is mutl be bezayin, and that's an emergency. And then there is a meis mitzvah where it's not mutl be bezayin. The meis is taken care of for the moment, and in that case, maybe we can say that we should go and do. We should do it. We should be quick to do the megillah first, and then take care of the meis mitzvah. I'll just tell you, Derech Agav. What about this? Is a very common shaila. What about Kiddush Levana and Mikra Megillah? Which one comes first? Let's say a person did not yet do Kiddush Levana, did not do Kiddush Levana until the night of Purim. The whole shul did not do Kiddush Levana, and it's the last night. Okay, usually, the night of Purim is the night of the 14th. So, let's say the Moilid and it'll end in the middle of the night or the next day. It's for sure going to be the last night. So, what do you do first? Do you do first? And now it's also it's cloudy. Clouds going in and going out. Do you do Mikra Megillah or do you do Kiddush Levana? It's not so simple. Some say you should do Kiddush Levana because Tadir, V'she'ena Tadir, Tadir Kodim. Just like we do Kriya Shema, we first have in Ma'ariv and then we lay in the Megillah. Some say no, Mikra Megillah is more Chashuv, it's Divrei Kabbalah. And Divrei Kabbalah goes before doing Kiddush Levana, which is only Midrabanan. Some say no, Mikra Megillah is Divrei Kabbalah by day. But Mikra Megillah at night is only Midrabanan. It's equal to, in stature, to Kiddush Levana. So therefore, you should then say Tadir V'she'ena Tadir Tadir Kodim. Especially when it comes to Kiddush Levana, the Levana may disappear, whereas Megillah, you can do the entire night. Okay, so this is a big, big pilpul in the Paiskim. It's not clear lahalacha. There are different opinions. What should be done in a situation when all of a sudden the community was not able to do Kiddush Levana until Purim, and now it's cloudy at night, and the Levana all of a sudden appears for a few moments. Should even in the middle of the Megillah, you're allowed to go out? In the middle of the Megillah, you go out to do Kiddush Levana, and you come back and you finish the Megillah. That's how far it goes, this Shaila of Kiddush Levana. Okay, next Shaila. Now, during the day, we have Milo, Mikra Megillah, and Yesha. What do you do first? Milo, Mikra Megillah, and Yesha, Chus, Lashtayim, Mikra Megillah, Koidim, Bimnei Persume Nisa. So let's say you only can do one or the other. So then Mila Bizman comes first. It's Deraisa. Mikra Megillah is, he says here, is Derabanan. Not so simple. The truth is, let me just review. I was starting this yesterday. There are many opinions as to what exactly is the gather of Mikra Megillah. There are those who understand it to be purely a mitzvah Derabanan. Others say it's the gather, what's called Divrei Kabbalah. What is Divrei Kabbalah? I don't know exactly. It's something close to a deraisa. It borders on being a deraisa. Some are of the opinion that it's a deraisa mamish. When a miracle happens to Klal Yisrael, you have an obligation to recall the miracle, to celebrate the miracle. It's a deraisa mamish. Some are in agreement with that principle, but a whole that only the first year is it a deraisa. Okay, talk about Yom Atzmaot. Yom Atzmaot is a very popular topic. Yom Atzmaot to commemorate the miracles, Nisim Gluyim, 6-Day War, this and that, all different types of situations. So there are many poskim that will tell you that you should say Hallel, but only in 1949. 1949 was the only time when there was a chiv deraisa, a chiv to say Hallel with the bracha. But in 1950, already 2 years after the commemoration of the establishment of the state, then already have shailus and halacha, if you mechuyev to say halal with the bracha. There's such a principle that you have an obligation to commemorate a miracle the first year. But to commemorate a miracle every continuous year, every consecutive year, that's a different shaila. Purim is in that category. Is the recalling the miracle of Purim a da'iraisa? So the poskim, some of the rishonim say it's a da'iraisa. And that opens up a whole discussion. Does that mean every single year, Ad Hayom Hazeh, Deraisa, to recall what happened in the miracle? Maybe what they meant, the Rishon meant, was the following year is, what it says in the Megillah, on the following year, they decide that the first year you have to recall it as a miracle, but not past that. Others say it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. And then many poskim are mechalik the friendship between the night and the day. The night is the Rabbanan, and the day is Kabbalah, Deraisa, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, and some say just the opposite. The night is the Divrei Kabbalah, the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, and the day is only Midrabbanan. So you have a whole chalant of so many different opinions as to the Geder of Mikra Megillah, and differentiating between the night and the day.
When you look at the Chassidish calendars, they always bring yesterday was Purim and some cities.
Exactly, private Purim. In a community which experienced the miracle, they have an obligation. The community has an obligation every year on that day to commemorate the miracle. The first year is a deraisa, and the subsequent year is either a derabanan or is a minak.
I want to know whoever was in the towers on 9/11. Does he?
That's right.
Does he make every year?
Anyone who survived the Holocaust. I once heard a show. Anyone who survived the Holocaust and saw the establishment of the state of Israel, is in a different, his obligation towards celebrating the establishment of the state is in a different league, a different halachic status than someone that was just born in America and doesn't understand what's good, doesn't appreciate what he has. It's different. It's different when you live through it and you appreciate it because you've experienced it. That's a topic of discussion. There, and a lot of these in Yonim are found in the laws of Purim, a private Purim for a person, a private Purim for a community. Okay, so Mikram, so Mila, so he says here that if you only can do one or the other, it's obvious you do Mila Bizman. If you have time, do both, then you do both. What? Mila Shaloi Bizman, which one do you do? I don't know the answer. I don't know. They say Avul Kashein Shus L'Shteim Mila Deraisa Doicha Megillah Derabban. Maybe it seems to say it seems that Mila goes first. Even Shaloi Bizman, it seems.
Yeah, because it's the minute you have to do chorus. It, you have to do it.
Yeah. Even Shaloi Bizman L'Chayra goes before. I'm assuming that in Mila Shaloi Bizman, you have an opportunity to get on a plane and go to a moel to have the bris mila done for a child, and that's going to be at the expense of you hearing the Megillah L'Chayra Tzmashma. You should.
Let's say you could chorus. Come out Friday, but chorus. You know, since it's not
this month
anyhow, you
want to
put it off to Sunday. You're not allowed to do that.
Okay, but he goes on to explain Aval, but the ear, when you have time, Mila Kaidemes, when you don't have time, Megillah Kaidemes, Mishum the Mila Yachalia is Lamachar. Oh, in the Hanam, you can do Mila. That's the Knesset Gedolah. That the Machlaikis Rishonim. Okay, so I stand corrected. The Iker there, Rishonik, is like the Prichodesh, that the Mila goes first. That's the Iker. The Gama, Tumas Adesh, Bemaskonos, he also has Charata, Masik, Kain, Ayin Shom, the Adrab, Hisik Shom, can you go to loosely that out? Okay, what do you do in Shul? In Shul, what do they do first? In Shul, when they have a Bris Mila, I don't remember. What do they do in Shul? I have no recollection. Well, you have a Bris Mila on Purim. They first learn the Megillah and then do the Mila, or they
no,
do?
No, they had a Bris Mila on Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah, you first do Mila before you do Shofar. Before you do Shofar. But what do you do? What do you do on Purim? I think you do it afterwards. I think they first do Megillah, and then after Megillah they do Bris Mila. If I'm not mistaken, that Bris Mila takes place after because Megillah is like part of davening. Megillah is part of Kriyas HaTorah. Have Kriyas HaTorah, and then you have Megillah, and then when davening is over, then you have Bris Mila. If I'm not mistaken, that's the correct procedure. You say in the Megillah, Yehudim Ha'isa, Oira Simcha V'Sasin Vikar, Oira Zu Torah, Sasin Zu Mila. So Zu Mila, so Yemitzarev Bris Mila with Yoni Megillah. Okay, next halachas, a few more minutes. What is this man? Okay, 5 days to lay in the Megillah. 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15. It could have said zmanim harbei tiknu lechem chacham ve'eluhein zmani kriyasa kol ir shoyse mukevel sestan ge'a us anymore. Kol ir shoyse mukevel sestan ge'a us anymore. Bein be'aretz ve'aretz ve'mechus teretz alpi sh'ein lanu achshav choyma karim ba, even though right now there is no wall karim ba, ha'megillah b'tes vav ba'adar v'zu nikwa krach. Are there any cities like this b'zman hazeh that we know of besides Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim didn't have a wall at that time anyway, but are there any cities like this? There must be.
Prague,
yeah? They lay on the 15th? They had a wall in Prague at the time of the Megillah, the time before the Bayis Sheni? Really? Really?
I can't
imagine. Don't they have that as a tradition? My mind does that. No.
Could be, I don't know. Who knows? That's really going way, way
that's
back.
Because they
2,000 years. You're dealing with almost 2,300 years. Maybe even more. No, more like 2,400 years. Is there anything we know today, a city that had a wall? We can 2,300 years. Google Maps didn't exist then. That was before Google Maps. What? Yerichai didn't. We don't know where Yerichai is. And Yerichai was destroyed. And there was a curse not to rebuild Yerichai. When they rebuilt it, they didn't rebuild it on the same site. They built it on a different site. And it was called after the first. We don't know with certainty anything today. We don't know with certainty. Therefore, this is a very tough shaila. So therefore, she'ain lo achshav chamei according to the Megillah Tzvah. But Adam who zudik was krach kavcholiyah shalayis who becomes chamei yisrael shuah bin afapin shahayu mekavus ato karba biyudalid. The Zunik race, there's only one city called Irish, the Shushan Habira, Abishlohais, the Mukavishami Meyoshua, Karim Bitezvav, Bibnei Shabbat, Ohagi Iker Hanes. Do we even know Bibitezvav, Rasib, Ashabishan Nikalu, Binoyach, Bahami Shasa? Do we even know with absolute certainty where Shushan Habira is today? They have a book here. We have a book here in the library over here that shows you the palace, Achashverosh's palace, what?
There's no real historical evidence to back anything up.
And there's no one living there anywhere today. It's desert land today. Now it's Batel. There's no one there anywhere today.
Is there shul in Kever Esther Mordechai?
Do we know it's really them?
Yeah, there's a Kever Esther Mordechai in the Muslims camp.
All right, so today everything is a question. V'tam ha'davar shecholku b'mitzvah zu b'in ardim ha'puzar ha'puzar she'im kovas l'chom l'mkov v'lchom b'chom b'nei she'ikar ha'nes lo nasa b'shneim b'shavim, because the miracle took place at different moments in time. K'dotsev u'shor ha'yudim ha'sher b'minos ha'melech nekalu b'yom yud gimel l'chodesh adar u'v'noyach b'arba asar boy v'asu oso yom eshev v'simchov ha'yudim ha'sher b'shon nekalu v'noyach b'chamit shor asabo v'aso oso. Is that correct, everyone else? V'aso. There are so or so. Yo Misha Vesim Khalkin Haidim Abrazim Hayoshim Biraprozos, Osim Asim Abra Solo Shador, Sim Khamish Yom Tov, or Mushlachmonos, Zed Sivakh, Vishlach Sifarim, El Koha Yudim. By the way, Mishlachmonos, can you send someone Chidushei Torah? Chidut, can you be Yoitze Mishlachmonos with Chidushei Torah? So it's not a joke. Some hold that now in addition to sending monos, you're supposed to send Mishloach Seforim El Kol HaYehudim. You're supposed to send people Chidushei Torah.
No, you're reading it wrong. Mishloach Safarim, send barbers.
Barbers? Mishloach Seforim, send Chidushei Torah. Gidola Yisrael used to send, part of the Mishloach Monos would send Chidushei Torah. Timekayim, Mishloach Seforim El Kol HaYehudim. It's not a joke, it's actually a minach. It's a minig Yisrael to send Chidushei Torah. El kol ha'yudim l'kaim aleim liyos ha'isim esim abo asal l'chashadov v'yisim chamish asabu abochosh v'shono kayomim asher nochlem ha'yudim v'yaveyem kloim asher kaimu aleim elu shneyom yudal d'prozim yutetzor m'kofim. In other words, he's saying is the miracle happened on different days. It's a very unique type of holiday. All the holidays are etched in the calendar, set in the calendar. It's one day. Tezvav, Pesach, Sukkis, Purim. No. For you, the miracle happened on this day. For us, that happened on this day. And therefore, the Mele, we celebrate different days. The miracle happened for the Prozim on Yudalit. That's when they rested. Okay, unique nature of the miracle that happened on different days. The Shema Taimar. The BMS Loma Loyagiha Shava. Why wasn't the rest the same? Aval davar zeh mevuar b'megillah atzma d'chsiv b'shonim v'shneim asa chodesh v'yudgimel bo b'yom asher sibru ha'yehudim v'na'afo chu nekalu ha'yudim v'yish lo yama b'fneihem v'meilu d'nochu acha yom zeh v'asu yom yudal v'mishle v'simcha v'amna v'achakach k'siv v'tom Esther. He's just going to the Megillah. He's going to the Megillah and telling us the Megillah that Esther asked Mordechai as achashesh for another day. For those in Shushan, Yinasein gam mochal ayudim asher b'Shushan la'asos k'tasayom v'yikalu ayudim asher b'Shushan gam yom arba asar l'chadish adar v'lzeh kevin shahoyu terudim b'mulchama b'yom yudal gam ken melon d'hanaycha their rest took place l'hoysa ad yom tezvav l'chaydeh v'kol mukav l'amdu m'Shushan shagam hi hoysa mukav eschayim la'asos p'razim purim b'tezvav p'razim yudal v'yavgav d'anu toilim ha'hekev mimos Yeshua b'non zel mitam acher. Now here is his question. Why do we go back to Yehoshua bin Nun? How did he get involved in this? The date should be from the time of Purim. Time of the miracle. How did he get involved? K'moshe Yisrael mikol makom ikar hatam dekevim sheshushan hoysa mukeves choyma dimu es atzma mkola mukavim l'shushan v'chol ha'prozim b'yudalid. Okay, so he doesn't really explain why Yeshua has to do this. V'loma, here goes. V'holam d'olah tohage b'yimei Yeshua. V'ray hoyu lonu litloisa b'yimei Achashverosh. K'mo shushan al ze'omru b'yushalmi. And here is the most important answer. And this ties very well into what we learned before. Is that Purim is part of the Dalit Soimais. Okay, Purim is part of the Dalit Soimais. Just like they were Mekayim the Dalit Tzaymos, the four fast days, we accept upon ourselves to fulfill Purim. And Kidelach like Kovoid LeEretz Yisrael. Kolaymar SheEretz Yisrael Hoysa Chareva was destroyed by Osan Hayamim. The Kevin Shehutzruchu LeKvoya Hefresh Bein Mukavim LeLuprazim. Memela we built into the differentiation between the Mukavim LeLuprazim Eretz Yisrael Kovoid to Eretz Yisrael by focusing on Eretz Yisrael. Who was the one that conquered Eretz Yisrael?
Yeshua.
If we follow Achashverosh, the whole Eretz Yisrael would be Prozim. They would lay on day 14. There's a greater Bezoyin than when we elevate Chutz Li'aretz more than Eretz Yisrael.
What I would think, the first thing is, why would they deserve to die? Because, not because of Nenes Mesudas HaKashverosh, as Rabbi Nelimudei Nusen points out, only because they were willing to accept the fact that Yerushalayim was the Eir Habira, and they were now accepting Shushan as the Eir Habira. So if you take it back to Yerushalayim, that was the Eir Habira.
That was the Tikkun. That's the Tikkun. Ulefichah Kavul Limos Yoshua. Okay, so here we have over here a very important Yisoid, that we go back to Yoshua again. We can't always remember that we commemorate that Purim is the fifth of the Dalit Tzaymos. We don't fast, we celebrate, and we build into in Purim the Mukaf Mukhaima to commemorate Yoshua ben Nun. Okay, let's do one more paragraph. V'darshu b'gemara sham shelavad yudalav tazvav yesh oid gimel zemanim. There are three more days. Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Vezel Bnei HaKfarim, and people who live in the villages and other types of villages. She'ein Lachem, Beis HaKnesses, Kavua, Ve'ein Miskamsim, Le'ir Rak, Mishcheni, Ve'chamishi, Be'bnei Kriyas HaTorah, Ve'gam Lodun, Lefi Bezdin. They come to Bezdin on those days. Yoshim Mishcheni, Ve'chamishi, Ketakonis Ezra, Ve'anshe HaKfarim, Einim Bekim, Likuras HaMegillah, Ve'tshichem, Mishikur Eno, Lachem Echad, Me'bnei Ho'ir, Ve'lo Yitri Yichum, HaKacham, Le'is Acher, Ve'lo Be'yoyim Yudalit. Sometimes their knesses yud aleph, some yud beis. Upamim yud gimel kamoshi spar. Okay, we'll stop over here. We'll do this more tomorrow. But basically, this magaloch alabaisa, because if a person knows for a fact that he's not going to be able to lay in the Megillah on day 14 and day 15, then b'diavad he can lay in the Megillah, I believe, without a bracha on 11, 12, 13, and he gets credit for doing the mitzvah, since these days also are really days when you can lay in the Megillah. Person that is having surgery, okay, and there's no way he's going to be in recovery. He's going to be in recovery on day 14. He's going to be, that's it, he's going to be all tied up, whatever it is. So should he go through the effort of reading the Megillah on day 11, 12, 13 before it comes to Purim? The answer is yes. If a person is scheduled for a time for a surgery or procedure where he's going to be incapacitated, he has an obligation on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel to do Megillah without a bracha. I remember hearing without a bracha, but he's a mechuyev. He's a mechuyev because this indeed is the zman of Mikra Megillah. All right, we'll stop here with Oizvav. We'll do this with Hashem tomorrow. We'll take a short break. And then I want to talk about Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Moshe's yard site is Sunday. So I have here a safer, unbelievable safer about Moshe Rabbeinu. We want to discuss something else.